This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Mike Purcell in Colorado Springs. Colorado's federal lawmakers split along party lines when it came to a short-term government funding measure. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Democratic Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper voted against a short-term government funding measure over health care. Hickenlooper blamed the shutdown on Republicans, saying Democrats are ready to work with Republicans to lower health care costs for Americans. Colorado Republicans, however, countered Democrats were holding the government hostage over a costly policy proposal. Republican Representative Jeff Hurd said House Republicans passed a responsible plan to keep the government open that did not have any partisan riders and keeps funding at current levels. The Senate is expected to vote again on the House bill and keep doing so until it passes. Meanwhile, the House will remain on recess until next week. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The National Park Service intends to keep parks open during the federal government shutdown, but with fewer staff. That goes against the urging of advocacy groups who believe they should close based on the experience during the government shutdown during President Trump's first term in office. John Gardner is with the National Parks Conservation Association.
We saw human waste and trash building up. We saw vandalism, and so it is very unfortunate and it's difficult to call for the closing of parks. But given the situation, if indeed there is a shutdown, that is the responsible approach to take.
It is possible Colorado will decide to add resources to the parks during the shutdown. I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. It's 7:06. Colorado Matters is next.